Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time to jump into a Team PXY quarantine confessions. It's Corey James and Breezy. And I don't know about you, Breeze, but I feel like all of the couples that I know, they're pretty much on the same page when it comes to their comfort level of everything going on right now. Most of them have the same idea of, I feel okay going out to eat, or I'm not quite ready for that. The man we have on the phone with us right now, voice changer's all fired up, so he will be anonymous. Sir, you say that you and your wife could not be on different pages when it comes to this.
Yes, you could definitely say that.
Okay. So, can you describe exactly where you stand and where she stands? Because this is, again, I don't know of any couples that are like you guys. I'm sure more of you exist out there that aren't on this same page, but I find it interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. So she hasn't left the house since March. I mean, she walks around the neighborhood and, you know, still crosses the street if she sees a neighbor walking towards her on the same side of the road. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay, so she's kind of where I think most of us probably were in March and April, right?
Yeah.
Just like terrified of everyone. Everything coming towards you is like a threat,
right?
Basically.
Right. Well, at that point, think back, there was so much that we didn't know. I mean, we still don't know a lot, but we know a little more now. But back then, yeah, completely understand having that mentality. But
right
now it's July, and she's still there.
Still there, yeah. Every... you know, every time I mention, like, you know, going to a store, I'm just like, I'm just going to go grab a, you know, whatever, go get some toothpaste, whatever. It's like a fight.
Seriously? Still?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, definitely. It's not just, it has to be an essential item. It has to be, you know, absolutely have to get it. You know, it has to be, you know, if there's any toothpaste left in the thing,
you're getting
get one of those little credit cards and squeeze her out.
You're getting a rolling pin and you're getting that toothpaste out. The last
right.
drops. Wow. Okay. All right. So, like, you can't even just run to the store.
No.
Okay. So that's strange, but I mean, I totally understand why some people are still like this with the, you know, the lack of information that we do have. We have a lot more than we had back in March and April, but
yeah,
not everything, like Corey said. But what is she, where does she stand on people visiting you? Or does she do, like, you know, driveway hangouts or porch sits or anything like that? Or is she completely no-go when it comes to people coming over or seeing other people? Because at some point, you're going to go a little mad, right, if you don't interact with others.
Yeah, I am. Basically, it's basically a no because of the bathroom situation.
Okay.
Oh.
So no one in the house. Definitely no one in the house. But, like, someone comes over, what's the bathroom? how does that work?
Yeah, give him a bucket and throw him in the back?
You give him a shovel and tell him, go back in the woods.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few of my guy friends over in the backyard. But
does she like spray you down with Lysol when you come back in the house? It's like out of a biohazard movie. You have to go into the airtight chamber and get sprayed off.
No, but it's, you know, it's on your mind. You know, it's definitely like on the back of your mind a lot. So
obviously you are looking forward to getting back to a little more normalcy. I found it interesting when you said earlier that whenever you do suggest doing something, it becomes a fight. How is that fight? Is it ever resolved, or it's just her? I mean, obviously she's just winning over and over again because she's telling you you just can't do this stuff. I mean, at some point for you, when do you push back harder, or do you just suck it up and deal with it? I guess is the question, right?
And for how long?
Yeah.
Is also the question.
Yeah, it's funny. I usually come around to her because, like, okay, I guess. You could say this is not essential. We could order this online and wait for it. You know, we could wait for toothpaste or whatever. But it's tough. It's just real tough on me because I'm just used to going and grabbing something, like, okay, well, I'll go early in the morning. Or, you know, it's just like, why? What? Just it's not a big deal. We don't need that thing. You know, we don't need a power washer or whatever. Yeah, we don't.
I mean, maybe if all this extra time, you might as well get some chores around the house done. But yeah, I see that point. I'm curious how many couples can relate to what you're saying, where one is just ready to, again, not go completely back to normal because none of us can, but at least get some of that normalcy back, and the other is just in strict lockdown still. And I don't know how you resolve that situation. I don't know, Breeze, do you have any advice for him?
I really don't, but my biggest thing was just be a sneak. I mean, like,
okay,
just,
that's a terrible idea.
No. I mean, just go do what you need to do.
No. Horrible advice.
All hours of the night.
Worst advice ever. Definitely
and she'll
don't do
never
that.
Know. Go when she's sleeping.
No.
Do a little Walmart walking when, 4 o'clock in the morning. No one's going to be in there.
Yeah, no. Well, first off, Walmart's not open at 4 a.m. anymore because now there's not 24 hours anymore.
Damn.
So that's out of the picture.
That wasn't airtight.
But also, if she got mad at him for suggesting doing these things, do you know how mad she would get if he actually did them behind her back? That is the worst advice you've ever given to anyone on the show.
I just kind of feel like you're like Rapunzel vibes, just locked in a tower.
Yeah, but like,
your wife's not letting you out.
But what else do you do? Like, I wish I had advice for you too, but I don't know. I mean,
I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel here for you. I just don't. Like, how long is she going to keep you cooped up?
It's when there's a vaccine or whenever there's the herd immunity or whatever ends this. But like, are you willing to suck it up and deal with this until, 2021 potentially?
I'm just biding my time, I'm just thinking, like, all right, we'll wait for some change, we'll wait for some news, we'll wait for, something to happen.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk.
I don't think that's going to work out for you.
I guess the only piece of advice maybe that I can give, and you can jump in too, by the way, if you've got thoughts on this, 585-222-9800. Obviously, you need to stress to her how much you want to be able to do these. It's not, less risky things, right? Because everything at this point, everything's a risk, but less risky. And maybe my advice to you is getting her to do some like really low risk stuff. And
like
kinda,
slowly integrating
yes,
it back
yes,
in.
And get her comfortable with that and then kind of amp it up a little bit. It's what boiling a frog? What's the analogy that you like to use sometimes, Breeze?
You put a frog in water and you slowly turn up the boil.
Yeah, that's the only way I know. Because this comes down to a safety issue. And if you don't feel safe, like you can't convince someone to feel safe, right? Like that's not how it works.
Yeah, maybe, Corey, I like that advice. Maybe get her on a schedule, like a toddler or something, where like 1 week you're going to go like to... I don't know, a very non-busy store.
Well, one week you go take a walk and you don't sprint across to the other side of the road when a neighbor walks by you because you can still be 6 feet apart and you're going to be just fine. Like, maybe that's where the first step. Maybe that's the first step. You go with her on this walk. And when she goes to make that move, be like, honey, it's fine. She needs reassurance. She needs comfort right now. I think that's what she needs.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Baby steps.
That's my advice. Yeah, the baby step plan. Because, I mean, what else do you do? Like, listen, we're going to go out to dinner. Like, that's not going to work out for you.
No, that's not going to work out.
All right, we'll throw this up on our Facebook page. Maybe some people have more advice for you, too. And if you want to jump in again, 585-222-9800. Certainly hoping the best for you and your wife, and I hope things turn around here soon, because I think we can all certainly relate, because most of us were in that really lockdown mode for at least a couple of months, that it get a little crazy, a little wild, a little stir crazy. Can't be in the house that long. It's not good for your mental health.
No.
I'm praying for you, truly. I think that is the best way to go about it, is to slowly start bringing everything in there. Because if not, you're gonna end up like Jack from The Shining. Like, it's just not going to be a good look.
Do not want that. It's interesting because Ashley commented on her Facebook page about this. She said, neither one of us have ever been on lockdown mode. Go out. You don't have to agree with your spouse on everything. You are your own person. Go live. There's some things, though, and I think this is one of the examples of, it just can't be something you disagree on.
Because you essentially, whether you agree with it or not, are putting that other person at risk.
Exactly.
You're putting their safety at risk. And you may think that they're being dramatic, and you may think that they're blowing it out of proportion, but at the end of the day, they're not comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that I don't think that this should, just because you don't agree with it. Like, there's a lot of things out there and a lot of different examples of things that your spouse may not be comfortable with.
Of course.
Whether it be this, going on a ride they don't like, heights, I don't care what it is. Who cares? But to just dismiss it, I don't know if that's the best way to do it. I personally said sneak out, but that's just a me thing.
Is that
the best advice?
No.
Probably not. I will openly admit that. But
the best that I could come up with, and I think you agree with it too, Breeze, is, again, trying to maybe make her comfortable slowly, baby steps, if you will, of, let's try again, everything's a risk, right? Let's try some very low risk stuff. You know, let's start with not running across the street if a neighbor's walking on the same side of the road. Like, maybe,
but
that's
then again, Corey,
start.
Like, you can try that, but we don't know this man's spouse's personality. We don't know her stubbornness. We don't know any of that. Like, she could be like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
Could be, possibly, yeah. But you also got to feel for him. Like, he's got to do something. Because right now, he is like, I would love to be able to just go out to the store just to get something that's not, like, essential.
Right.
And not have it turn into a big argument. So I certainly empathize with the position he's in, too. Let's grab this, 222-9800. Shauna from Byron. Do you have some advice for the man that we talked to just a little bit ago, or can you relate to him? Just a quick recap. He and his wife are on very different pages when it comes to their levels of comfort with going back out in public. She's in strict lockdown mode, where many of us were throughout March and April. He wants to loosen things up a little bit and not be questioned or get into a fight when he wants to go to the store to pick something up.
See, I can see both sides. So I totally agree with you. He needs to see if she can do things slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also been the type that would be scared to get sick and scared to get, like, very sick and scared to die and stuff like that. So I understand. So maybe he can compromise, like, you know, you can wear gloves out, wear your mask out, you know, get your hand wiped, get some Clorox wipes.
Right, there's got to be a middle ground of some sort, because they're on such extremes.
Yes, I completely agree. Try to do things slowly and easily.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of echoing what we've been
saying.
But
what if she's like...
Catches on.
What if she catches on? She's like, whoa,
I see your game. I know what you're doing. I'm not going to fall for it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're in very unique times, as we obviously know. And
he needs to comfort her. She just needs, like, reassurance. Like you said, like, it's going to be okay. Like, we're taking every step, every precaution we can, but you still have to get out there and live your life.
Totally, yeah.
Exactly. You can't be, like I said, Rapunzel, locked up for the rest of your life until there's a vaccine. That's just not a realistic way to live.
Exactly.
Breeze, what was how much was that hazmat suit essentially that people were buying to go on planes?
It was
maybe
only $250.
$250. What a steal! Maybe she should get that for her. Maybe she'll feel better.
The cost to live your life again.
Why not?
Yeah. Sure. Do you think they do his and hers? Can one come in pink and one come in blue?
Maybe they'll go together. Who knows?
If that would make her feel better, honestly, because I totally understand. It is scary.
Sure.
I agree with her. It's scary. Yeah. But, like you said, you got to try and compromise because you don't want this to ruin the marriage either.
Exactly.
No, I mean, being cooped up with anyone, marriage or friendship or, you know, anything.
It's a lot.
It can get a little testy at times.
Sure can. It can. That's for sure.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling into the show this morning, and you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We got Shannon checking in too. Shannon, good morning. What do you think about this? Shannon, you there? Nope, might have lost Shannon. Okay.
Oh, Shannon. That's okay.
Shannon, call back if you want to. We got a comment from, let's see, Michelle on Facebook. Did you see this one?
Michelle. Yeah. Mishi.
Says, you do you, but make sure to wear a mask when you go out and wash your hands as frequently as possible without looking neurotic. Establish a coming home routine your wife can be comfortable with. That is what we do at my house. Husband
like
comes
scrubbing.
Basically, yeah. Husband comes home. I open the door for him and disinfect everything he touches from doorway to the bathroom. He gets straight in the shower after he washes his hands. Clothes go straight into the wash. Says, yeah, I'm probably a little paranoid, but my house has been really clean because of it, so it didn't seem like too much of a downside.
I think that's a great compromise.
Yeah, sure. That's fair. Like, he needs to go to her and say, what would make you comfortable? When it comes to my scrubbing and process.
Just step in like a disinfectant booth.
Yeah,
you're
that would
just
be
like
helpful.
Poof, poof, poof.
Right. All right. I think we've got Shannon back. Shannon, you there?
Janice.
Oh, Janice. Oh, I'm sorry, Janice. Maybe that would be helpful if I got your name right. I was a stupid idiot. All right.
Wow. We even know each other. Get your AIDS in.
Oh, jeez. All right. Janice, my apologies. What a monster I am. Janice, what do you think about the situation that this gentleman has found himself in with his wife?
I am actually more towards the husband, and I'm actually immune compromised.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
what a spin this is, Jenny.
You have gotten to the point of, like, I'm so over this. I just want to have a little bit of normalcy.
My husband works in a nursing home.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
For the first 2 months, I went to live with my in-laws.
Mm.
So I didn't see my husband. I wasn't with him on his birthday.
Oh, that's so tough.
Well, that's awful.
He couldn't see his mother on his birthday, and I lived with them for 2 months. And it finally came to a point where I was like, I love you, but I'm coming home.
Sure, yeah, understandable, yep.
So we got sanitation wipes, we did this, and he actually slept in the basement for the first month that I was home.
Wow.
Wow.
And then we slowly started going, doing stuff like grocery shopping once a week. Don't wear gloves, bring hand sanitizer, because if you touch something with gloves and then you touch another thing, it defeats the purpose.
Yeah, true. I've always been anti-glove.
I bring hand sanitizer and mask with me. I still haven't really done social gatherings besides with my parents, but we go shopping. We've done breakfast at Five Mile Line and dinner at Ferrari's Cafe or Ferrari's Pizza, and even gone to Giant's. But it was outdoor. We did things slowly.
Yeah.
It's actually been hard to get him out of the freak zone. I understand why he's in the freak zone.
Well, with you being compromised, especially, and obviously with his job, too.
Jenny.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my goodness.
Been a little hard, but
slow and steady.
It's an interesting spin.
It was me. I'm like, I want you in the same bed as me. I want you.
Yeah.
So actually, we're sleeping in the same bed again. But it was 3 months of this, and you know, it's me tugging for. Okay, I am following all safety procedures I can. What can we do? Because there's even people who are isolated who are getting the virus because they order delivery and then the delivery gets dropped off.
Right.
And then
you just
they're
don't
not
know.
Cleaning anything when their delivery's coming in.
Sure. Yeah.
You just don't know.
There's risk in everything there really is. And just be as safe as you can, I guess. Yeah.
I was talking about this with my mom the other day, actually, Jenny. And like, it's, we were talking about, my cousin has a wedding coming up and my grandma's a little older and what have you. And it, whether it be an older person or someone who is immune compromised, that this is the biggest risk for them, this virus. It's like, do you die? Not like die, but like, do you risk your life to, you know, go see a big moment? Or do you not see a big moment and, you know, lose out on so many things? Because you're at the end of your rope, right? Like, you're very old. You could either go to these big moments and see.
For that, like, with my grandmother in Texas, they've done a lot of things where my aunt will FaceTime, and then she gets to watch everything.
Right.
But yeah, she doesn't have to risk going outside.
Yeah, it's technology has been incredible, sure.
It's just more if that elderly person's like, screw it, I'm going out one way or another, I want to as many great grandbabies as possible.
Sure, which a lot of older people have that mentality.
It's a decision that has to be made.
It's the, I've lived a good life this far. Whatever happens is going to happen. Well, Janice, hopefully things continue to go well. I hope you're going to do okay, all right? And yeah, baby steps, I guess, right?
Yep. All right. All I can say is baby steps.
Thanks for checking in. You have a great one.
You too.
Bye. All right. Yeah. Man, can you imagine not seeing your significant other for 3 months?
No.
It's awful. Ugh, goodness.
Well, I don't know.
If you have advice for the guy that called in for quarantine confessions, you can continue sharing that up on our Facebook page. It goes on and it lives on far past the show every single day.
Basically a chat room.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Back to old AIM. You can make yourself a screen name if you really want to. It's up to you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.